Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 5th of September 2022. The Bible reading today is from James chapter 1, verses 2 to 12. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. Believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wild flower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. Its blossom falls and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich will fade away even while they go about their business. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because, having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. Today's article, titled Lego Lessons, was written by Dave Brannan. Approximately 10 Lego pieces are sold for every person on Earth each year. More than 75 billion of the little plastic bricks. But if it wasn't for the perseverance of Danish toy maker Ole Kirk Christiansen, there wouldn't be any Lego pieces to snap together. Christiansen toiled away in Billund, Denmark, for decades before creating Leggodt, which means play well. His workshop was destroyed by fire twice. He endured bankruptcy and a world war that caused a shortage of materials. Finally, in the late 1940s, he landed on the idea for self-locking plastic bricks. By the time Ole Kirk died in 1958, Lego was on the verge of becoming a household word. Persevering in the challenges of work and life can be difficult. That's also true in our spiritual life as we strive to grow to be more like Jesus. Trouble hits us and we need God's strength to persevere. James wrote, "Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial." Sometimes the trials we face are setbacks in relationships or finances or health. Sometimes they're temptations that slow us down in our goal of honoring God with our lives. But God promises wisdom for such times, and he asks us to trust him as he provides what we need. Through it all, when we allow him to help us persevere in honoring him with our lives, we find true blessing. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we know about perseverance from studying your life. May your example be my guide when trials come my way. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.